Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Hospitality is something that we, in this country, pride ourselves on. And with the tourist industry apparently becoming hoteliers, are doing some good business again. I'm delighted to hear that. Unsurprisingly, a lucrative market means that heavy competition from the big chains and international brands, with the result that there are a lot of big fish in this relatively small pond. So how are the boutique hotels coping, and what indeed is a boutique hotel? To answer these questions and others, I've assembled a panel of high-end hoteliers right here in the studio, and they are from the Wineport Lodge, Mr. Ray Byrne, the manager of number one Perry Square, Patricia Roberts, and Justin Green, the owner of Ballyvillane House in East Cork, joins me. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Good morning.
And may I start with you, Patricia? Sure. And from one Perry Square in Limerick, I know it well, near the railway station there. Can you define a boutique hotel for our listeners, if you would?
Sure. Well, I guess, you know, it's the boutique hotel. It's a hard one to pin down, the definition of a boutique hotel. They can be from centuries old to ultra modern. But we do know that boutique hotels offer something different. And I guess, you know, it's the point of difference really in the hotel sector is the fact that they are different. They're not monotonous. They're not brand driven, that they're very individual. Usually location has a lot got to do with the boutique hotel. You know, it's location usually quite.
And do you find in your own case that your customer has sort of sought you out on the basis that you're different?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the customer is defining what a boutique hotel is, really, in search of that experience. You know, every boutique hotel has to be different. It has to have uniqueness. It has to have its own signature things about the boutique hotel. And I think the customer is actually helping us carve that niche. We've seen a lot more boutique hotels emerge in Ireland. I believe there's a lot more coming. And the individuality of a boutique hotel is key.
OK, let's bring in Ray Nolan from the Wineport Hotel, and indeed many other hotels, because he also runs Staunton's in the Green, number 31 Leeson Close, the bestseller cafe at Dawson Street. So he's a man of many talents.
But busy.
We know him from the Wineport Lodge, and we formerly knew him as the man who sold cheese to the hotels. Ray, you're very welcome to the programme.
Great, yeah, and it's great to be here in the presence of a great hotelier son. You know, Bobby, your dad was a great inspiration to many hoteliers in Ireland.
It's funny when you say that, Ray, and again, I often think about the hoteliers that are there today and people of my father's era, where there was this sort of personality-driven, larger-than-life, customer recognition, and, you know, all that. That for a few years, I thought the hotel industry was maybe lost.
Yep.
That it wasn't being run by people who drove it with their personalities.
Sure. I suppose you have that tradition where you had the hotel manager on the floor, you know, where you'd go into the hotel and you'd see them, you know, around reception, meeting and greeting. And we certainly had lost some of that, and possibly, you know, in some of the brands, there probably is more requirement to be reporting and to be back office and to be looking at yield management and those things. Whereas I suppose the thing that does make boutique hotels stand out is that a lot of the times they are driven by personality and the personalities that own them.
Yeah.
And you meet the people and their personality infects the rest of the business.
Your operation in Wineport sort of it stemmed out of a restaurant.
Sure.
First. And did you find that, you know, the restaurant, while it may appear to the outside world that that's where the money is being made, that there was a lot more money in rooms in terms of its commitment to labour and the fact that they help fill the restaurant?
Sure, it's true. It's certainly, like, from a customer's point of view, like, a restaurant is certainly where the money is being spent. You know, you go out, it's very easy to spend €100, €200 having dinner. But certainly, you know, back in the noughties, I became president of the Restaurants Association. And one of my missions was to find out, you know, why are we not doing so well in Ireland, you know, compared to around the world? And I remember having a trip that was funded by Board Fáilte, and they brought me out to the restaurant show in Chicago. And there was 200 staff out there in the office for the restaurant show, Restaurant Association of America. And we had done this kind of industry survey back in the dark days in the 90s. And the profitability in restaurants was something like 4.1% in Ireland. And the profitability of restaurants in America was 4%.
Okay.
So it was similar. So I suppose to answer your question, you know, very quickly we realised as restaurateurs that it's easier to make money when people are asleep.
Okay, right. We'll run with that. Let's bring in our third guest, because he's Justin Green from Ballyvillane House in East Cork. Now, you again, are a different property. So when I'm talking to the three guests that we have here this morning, I'm talking to three people in the same business, but from very different properties. Tell us about your business, Justin.
Yeah, well, I own a historic country house. It's got six bedrooms. It's very small. You know, it is a boutique hotel. Is it even big enough to be classified as a boutique hotel?
I think it is.
I would agree. I think it is. You know, Full Tree Island classify us as a historic island, as a historic house, B&B. But, you know, I think the consumer would regard us as being a boutique hotel. And, you know, from our point of view, you know, our personality is very much reflected in our business. And I think people like to buy into that. You know, all the interiors and ambience is very carefully curated. And that'd be very typical of a lot of boutique hotels around the world. And what we offer is real authenticity. I think when guests come to stay with us, they feel a real connection with Ireland. It has a sense of history, a sense of place. And it's not just the ambience and the design is authentic. It's the food as well. You know, we grow a lot of vegetables on site. We keep pigs. You know, we bring guests out to collect the eggs after breakfast every morning.
Right.
That costs nothing. But it's, you know, it makes such a difference to the thing. And a high level of personal service, I think, is something that would distinguish a boutique hotel from a lot of the bigger, you know, big chain hotels.
Okay, so clearly you've identified exactly what you are. And I think that's always helpful when you're, you know, when you're trying to market your product or, you know, get people to stay and get people to. So that definition about it being much more than just accommodation or food, it's about history, it's about the character of your building, of your land and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. A sense of place.
And who are your customers then, Justin?
Well, the Irish market is our biggest market, and then the US would be very close second. The UK is dropping. It used to be our largest market a number of years ago, and with the currency fluctuations caused by Brexit, I think that's impacting on UK tourism to Ireland. And the US market is growing, and from what I've been reading, it's all about access. You know, the demand is there. As soon as they lay on more flights from the US to Ireland, they will come. You know, and as long as that continues, you know, we're going to be in a happy place in the future.
And Patricia, can I ask you about the marketing of the proposition in number one Perry Square, for instance? If booking engines are what the consumer is now sort of using to find their accommodation, how do boutique hotels feature in booking engine sites?
Well, I guess that is a challenge because, you know, the small boutique hotel averaging from six bedrooms maybe to 20 bedrooms to, you know, stand out from the crowd on the booking engines is a challenge because unless you're in the budget sector, it's quite a challenge. But I think we're finding more and more people are actually engaging directly with the properties because there's a lot more to do with the experience that, you know, as Justin said, the experience with integrity. They need to know more. They need to know about your food. They need to engage more. So they're, you know, obviously your own marketing mediums are very, very important, and telling your own story through your own marketing mediums, while it is a challenge for a smaller boutique hotel, if you can get that story out, I think people do engage directly. They want to engage directly. It's the starting point. It's the welcome before the welcome.
Yeah, and Ray, on the booking engine thing there, it's obviously better if a commission doesn't have to be paid to a third party.
Well, yes and no. I suppose what's helped the boutique sector hugely is, you know, there's a huge democracy now in terms of online. So a boutique hotel can have the same presence as a big chain hotel.
Yeah.
And if you're clever and you can kind of push your way and elbow your way up to the top there, you can have the same presence. And sometimes it's a matter of, you know, doing it, you know, due to rate. And sometimes it's a matter of spending a bit more money on things like search engine optimization or meta searching or digital marketing. All of that area is so important now. And I suppose, you know, traditionally the hotelier had to be good at, you know, fixing a blocked toilet and, you know, helping someone, you know, change a tire on their car.
Still do. You
know, and now they have to be good at so many other things as well, but including the online. And to be fair, while there's a commission to be paid to third party booking engines and online booking engines, it means the lack of having to have, say, a big marketing team or a big sales team in your business. You know, you can justify the cost.
It also means that you can turn on the booking engine when you have empty rooms.
Sure.
You know, so no one minds taking a lower rate if the room is going to be empty.
And oftentimes people will use the booking engine sites for research. And if you're there in the shop window, it'll make people aware. And then they might go to your own site to have a look.
What was your own philosophy about expanding your business outside of Wineport in terms of getting involved in the other properties? Did you feel that you want to sort of stay in that boutique space?
I suppose the challenge was, Bobby, and the challenge is, you know, we've made a very successful business in Wineport Lodge and we've a great team there. And I suppose I was curious to see, you know, was that a one-off thing or could we take some of the ethos of hospitality and transfer it, you know, not to copy it, but to transfer some of the ethos to different sites and see, you know, would it work there? And we're delighted to say it has.
Okay, all right. And did you got involved in a situation where you managed properties on other people's behalf as well as acquiring properties yourself?
Yeah, I'm very kind of open-minded. I don't feel we have to kind of buy everything or own the world. I'm happy to work with partners and, you know, with whatever it takes and to work for people and with people.
Okay, no, that's, I think that's a good philosophy. Justin, can I bring you back to your own business? You're in the gin business as well from the same site at Ballyvillane House. Is that a distraction or is that an addition to the experience for your boutique guest?
Well, when you live and operate a hotel in deepest County Cork, you know, we suffer from extreme seasonality. So we're always looking for ways to fend off starvation. And so, you know, we have had to diversify a lot. My father and I grew up at Ballyvillane House and he was a dairy farmer. So he's diversified into hotel keeping. And then, you know, we diversified ourselves into wedding about 8 years ago, and then 2 years ago we set up a distillery in an old cattle shed where we're distilling Bertha's Revenge Irish Mill Gin, and it's reflecting extremely well on our house business because they're very symbiotic, and a lot of people find that the house through they're curious. They saw Bertha in a bar and they had a B&T.
So can the guest then wander out into the distillery and maybe have a glass of gin out there as part of the overall experience?
Well, there's a condition of our distiller's license. It's not actually open to the public.
No, well, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
We are happy to you know give them you know the whole spiel and show them what we're doing, and we do hope in the future to open a gin school on site and a sort of visitor experience because that's been identified as a real growth area for Irish tourism as well, so whiskey tourism and
Patricia, what's the future for the boutique hotel in your own view? If you look at your own property, and you would have opened at a time that was difficult, you would have opened at a time of recession. You've survived that. Business is clearly good at the moment, but where do you see the future of the property?
I suppose for us, we're in Limerick. Limerick has risen from the ashes in the last 5 to 6 years.
Not Angela's ones.
You know, we've got a great 2030 plan coming down the road. You know, well, in the last, you know, we're open 8 years this month. In the last 5 years, we've seen steady growth, with this year being a great year. I see there being more boutique hotels open in Limerick. I think it's a trend that will thrive, the boutique sector. I think we see a lot of the larger brands beginning to delve into the boutique sector as well, which says something internationally.
Okay.
But I think that's driven from the appetite that the customer has for the boutique hotel. I think the customer has, you know, wants the experience, as Justin said, with integrity. Location is important. A lifestyle brand is important, I think, with the hotel experience as well.
Okay, there's loads of text coming in. If I can just share this one with you. There's actually two from Limerick. The first one was, Bobby, well done on your visit to Newcastle West last night. And thumbs up to you on a great interview with Seamus Hennessy, who I met the pleasure of meeting last night. But also, more importantly, I work around the corner from number 1 Perry Square. Going there for lunch is so relaxing. It's the nearest thing to going home for a nap altogether. Great on work days when you're a bit tired. The interiors are really well done and set in a great atmosphere in the city centre in Limerick. So that's one of your customers. It must be that fellow who's asleep in the chair in the afternoon there. You probably know who he is.
Ray, no name's given.
What about your own thoughts on the future?
Well, I think just that point, you know, the boutique hotels do bring a lot. They bring a lot of dimension to a local community. They're providing huge employment, and both for the people who work there directly and the people who supply, because, you know, every boutique hotel, you know, kitchen and you know, spa wants to have the local produce there. So there's a great value in having them there and to seeing them thrive. And I think, you know, it fits in very well with our Irish psyche. We're kind of maverick and we're independent, and I see a great future for boutique hotels, you know, in Ireland.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure to have the three of you in here this morning, and a real pleasure to look at three, you know, very different identities in the same space. My guest this morning from the boutique hotel sector were Ray Byrne. He's the owner of Wineport Lodge and many other properties. Patricia Roberts, owner and manager, number 1 Perry Square in Limerick. And Justin Green from Ballyvillane House. They're all the way in East Cork. And I wouldn't say West Waterford because I know it's East Cork.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.